So, when one talks of productive, from what we have discussed, I think generally, first one thinks in a material sense, something in the material field, something you can see, you can use, some kind of engagement or activity that produces some kind of material goods that people can use. Normally, production is equated with that kind of result. And second, many people think it may imply some positive thing. I think even in the conventional use of the word productive, there is often a sense that there is a positive purpose. Saying that someone is not being a productive person has a negative connotation. But then again, it is not always the case that some positive purpose or goal is implied in the use of the word. For example, one can talk of producing poison. It is productive, but it is negative. So there can be destructive actions, destructive work. It's called work. And in one sense, that too may be considered productive. Destructive work involves movement, movement towards something, creating new things. So in that sense, it's productive in the sense that it simply produces something. So generally, I think the word productive might be neutral, like work. It can be either positive or negative. It is similar to the word freedom. For example, I think freedom itself is not necessarily positive. You can be free to do negative things, isn't it? But usually I think it is taken for granted that freedom is something good. So similarly, strictly speaking, productive is neutral. It can be either destructive or constructive, positive or negative. But usually we take it for granted that productive is something that is not harmful. Maybe, but I don't know. I don't know. Again, I guess it really depends upon what exactly is meant by this word. Yes, this is complicated, complex. There are serious questions about the production of things like weapons or poisonous products. Of course, the employees who produce these things get a salary, sometimes quite a high salary. But if we characterize these activities as productive, we have to be aware of what sense of productivity we are using here. So again, we see the complicated nature of this issue. Say, for example, all the Nazi activity of genocide, which involved detailed planning, strategy, and implementation, we cannot say that these activities are productive. Similarly, criminals may be working hard, but we would not want to characterize their work as productive either. So all of this suggests to my mind that in our conception of what is a productive activity, the concept of non-harmfulness, if not actual benefit to others, is somehow implied. Compared to these criminal activities, even if spiritual practices such as engaging in meditation may not have immediate material results, at least such activities are harmless and so may be considered more productive. So I don't know. Conventionally speaking, perhaps we can define productive work as an activity that entails production of something, either material or spiritual, that others can utilize and through this derive benefits from the activities that lead to its production. I don't know. You know, we keep looking at different angles and different aspects of this idea of productive activity. Productive, unproductive, positive, negative, various kinds and definitions of productive work, depending on one's point of view. It seems so complicated, confusing. After all this, I'm wondering if we have come to any conclusions.